A new study has concluded that Indian students are assaulted no more often than the general Australian population. But in the larger states, at least, they are more likely to be robbed. The researchers say this is because students from the subcontinent are more likely to be working in late-night jobs that put them at risk. The Federation of Indian Students is sceptical of the findings in what is the first big study of its kind in Australia. Samantha Donovan reports.
The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Stephen Smith, commissioned the report from the Australian Institute of Criminology last year as it became clear that assaults on Indian students were tarnishing Australia's reputation as an education provider. The Institute gave state police forces the details of 420,000 foreign students living here between 2005 and 2009. They were from India, China, South Korea, Malaysia and the US, and their details were then cross-matched with crime reports. Dr. Adam Thomason is the director of the Australian Institute of Criminology and the report's co-author. He says assaults against Indian students were lower or on par with the wider Australian population.
There was no significant difference between the likelihood of experiencing assault if you're an Indian student in this country compared with the Australian population.
Were you able to analyse if racism was a factor in those assaults?
Well, we couldn't do that because what we used was the reported crime data. If we had the material from the offenders as to what their motivation was, we might have got elements of that. Because the rate of assault wasn't higher for Indian students, for example, or any other student group, we took that as some comfort that perhaps people aren't profiling and assaulting people based on racial motivation.
But Adam Thomason says when it came to robbery, Indian students were more likely to be targeted.
For male students in particular, there were a higher representation or a stronger likelihood of that an Indian student would be robbed compared with the Australian general population. And that was for some states in most years, and that was New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland, South Australia and Western Australia.
What sort of conclusion did you reach as to why that was the case?
A strong proportion of robberies against Indian students were occurring at commercial locations, such as in taxis, in 24-hour convenience stores, in service stations, and essentially things that one would associate with the nighttime economy, you know, jobs that occur after hours. We found a strong association between robberies occurring between the hours of 8 p.m. and 4 a.m. And our interpretation of all this was that Indian students were more likely to be working in these industries. They're more likely, therefore, to be working as single operators at night. They may also need to use public transport to get home when they'd finish their shift. And these things were increasing their vulnerability to being robbed.
The Federation of Indian Students of Australia says the report shows the government is treating the safety of Indian students seriously. But spokesman Gautam Gupta sees gaps in the findings.
We think that the report is a lot of mumbo-jumbo to confuse, you know, can confuse the facts.
In what way?
When we looked at it, we didn't have any particular way where proper data is collected. The way the data is collected and the sample has been taken is very convoluted and a very long process. Victorian state government Senate inquiry said that 4 times of the attacks against international students are not reported, so that underreporting is not covered.
What do you make of the finding that Indian students are more likely to be robbed because of where they work, whether it's driving a cab or working in a convenience store?
Well, are they saying that people who are driving cabs or they're working are more susceptible to violence than people who go to nightclubs? Now, I will be very surprised.
The Institute of Criminology's Adam Thomason does see a need for further research.
We've actually recommended looking at collecting more data on this sort of issue to try and get to the bottom of some of the issues around racial motivation to get a stronger view on what students and also other migrant populations in Australia are experiencing. But again, unless you take really detailed analysis from offenders, and they might be reluctant to provide that, you're going to find it hard to sort of really get to all the motivation that sort of governs people's actions.
The director of the Australian Institute of Criminology, Dr. Adam Thomason, ending Samantha Donovan's report.